produced by a nanotechnological factory, and they didn't look anything like an insect. Maybe a scorpion or a crab, but not an insect.
Don't tell me, sweetie, Dunstan snorted. Tell them.
I knew Vicky was as worried as I was because she didn't even bother to threaten Dunstan's life for calling her sweetie.
Cameron Alvarez, I've heard so much about you.
I took the offered hand and found it soft and mushy and utterly unpleasant, much like the woman behind it. If Investigator Dukanovich was a graven idol to self-importance, then her boss was the goddess of self-indulgence, from the nano-wire weave that kept her hair perfectly coiffed to the haute couture, vat-grown business suit that cost more than an assault shuttle. But the real difference between them came down to the handshake. Dukanovich, for all her paramilitary fashion choices, the black jodhpurs and riding boots and the leather gloves, was a hard woman, cold and decisive. Chief Investigator Trina Wellesley was none of that. She was soft and mushy and utterly unpleasant.
Nice to meet you, ma'am, I told her with as much sincerity as I could fake. She'd kept us waiting for nearly 2 hours, though the anteroom outside her office had an excellent selection of gourmet coffees and finger sandwiches. I'd wondered, as I'd downed one tiny cup of coffee after another, whether the two of them were sitting inside, watching us on their monitors and critiquing our table manners.
Chief Investigator, Vicky
said, nodding to the woman with a great deal more respect than she actually felt, if I read my wife's eyes correctly. I trust our cargo was offloaded safely? The cargo was the honey in the trap, or at least that was what Fleet Intelligence hoped. There hadn't been much left of the Skrella warrior drones, mostly because they were so damned tough and so hard to kill, but what remained of them had been wrapped up and loaded into the Yontar. Yes, Dukanovich confirmed, though Vicky hadn't been asking her. She frowned, the expression dramatic, like sliding a serrated knife out of its scabbard.
I can't say that I'm happy at the outcome of your operation, Mr. Alvarez, Ms. Sandoval. It resulted in the destruction of a cargo shuttle and a corporate security force intercept cutter, a loss of nearly 1 million in corporate scrip, and the deaths of two of our people.
She arched an eyebrow.
And Xanthint is in the wind. We gave him to you on a silver platter, and you and Mr. Cunningham assured us you were up to the task.
I didn't get angry. It wasn't easy, but we'd gamed just about every response we had a right to expect, and this had been one of the more likely ones. Ma'am, I said, my voice tightly controlled, not showing any of the resentment I felt, and hopefully not the fear either. There were three of us in military surplus battle suits rigged with makeshift weapons against a full platoon of tawny battle suits and a swarm of ancient alien battle drones. We're lucky the price wasn't higher.
Lucky indeed, Wellesley said.
She gestured at the two chairs across from her desk.
Have a seat, if you would.
I didn't like it. It was a sign of submission, and I didn't do submission well. But I was trying to be a good little spy, so I sat down. The desk was huge, a thing of hand-polished mahogany, either grown in a vat or imported from a colony, and just as expensive either way. I focused on it, on admiring the lines of the thing, wondering if it had actually been carved by hand or simply shaped by a very well-programmed fabricator.
We're both very disturbed by the loss of life, of course, Wellesley said,
leaning back against that incredibly expensive piece of furniture with the seat of her equally expensive suit.
The deaths of...
Her gaze flickered toward Dukanovich in an unspoken question.
Gardek and Cunningham,
the taller woman supplied, just the barest hint of scorn in her tone, though whether at the thought she would consider the deaths of two such functionaries tragic, or at her boss for not being able to remember their names, I wasn't sure.
Quite. The deaths of Mr. Gardek and Mr. Cunningham were tragic, but I am also very concerned about the results. Not only did you fail to capture or terminate Xanthint, you didn't retrieve the predecessor technology that was the main purpose of the operation either.
It's hard to retrieve an egg after it hatches, I said, trying not to snap at the woman. The pod opened up. We brought you a